السلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة في الله، يسر إخوانكم في مسجد السنة النبوية ومركز الدعوة الإسلامية في جيرمان تاون أفنيو فيلادلفيا بنسلفانيا أن يقدموا لكم هذه المحاضرة مباشرة من المدينة النبوية بواسطة مكالمة هاتفية مع فضيلة الشيخ أبو ياسر خالد بن قاسم الردادي، عضو هيئة التدريس بالجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة النبوية. وهذه المحاضرة تحت عنوان مكانة المسجد في الإسلام ودوره في بناء المجتمع الإسلامي. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, my dear beloved family of Muslims, with joy and happiness, your brothers from Masjid al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyya and the International Islamic Information Network at Germantown Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, we're happy to present to you a lecture live from Medina, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with our beloved Shaykh Abu Yasir Khalid ibn Qasim al-Raddadi, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. He is a member of the teaching staff at the University of Al-Madina. And the title of this lecture is The Importance of the Masjid in Islam and the Tremendous Role of the Masjid in Building Muslim Communities. And now, inshallah, we try to establish the contact with the Shaykh, hafidhahullahu ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحديثنا اليوم عن أمر عظيم تسأل عنه بعض الناس. هذا الأمر العظيم هو ما يتعلق بالمسجد ومكانة المسجد ودور المسجد في نشر الدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. نعم، ترجم.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، فالشيخ أبو ياسر خالد الردادي حفظه الله تعالى. He started his speech by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending the salat and blessings on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he mentioned the خطبة الحاجة. For the lack of time, we don't translate that. And then he said, as to proceed, our speech and talk to you today is about a very important issue that many or the majority of the people, they are not aware about the importance of that issue. And that is that which is concerning the masjid, its place and importance in Islam, and the role of the masjid in spreading the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tafaddal ya Shaykh.
Naam. Al-masjidu أحب البقاع إلى الله تعالى، كما في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. الحديث فهو قلعة الإيمان وحصن الفضيلة، وهو المدرسة الأولى التي يتخرج منها المسلم، وهو بيت الأقوياء ومكان اجتماع المسلمين يوميا ومركز مؤتمراتهم ومحل تشاورهم وتناصحهم. نعم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله said, the masjid, it is the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it came in Sahih Muslim from the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved places to Allah are the masajid, as it came in the hadith. So therefore he said, it is a fortress that is full of iman, and there is the very secure place for the virtue and for al-fadila and the things that they are from the good character and like this. And also the masjid, it is the first school that from it, the Muslims and the righteous and the scholars, they graduate from it. And it is the place for the righteous people and those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the place, the masjid, is the place where the Muslims should get together and discuss their affairs. It is the place where the conferences for the Muslims should be held, and it is the place for all the discussion and the things that the Muslims should discuss pertaining to the Islam and pertaining to their issues.
نعم يا شيخ.
المساجد بيوت الصالحين تتعلق قلوبهم بها ويأنسون بالجلوس فيها وتطيب قلوبهم بملازمتها يعيشون فيها مطمئنين بذكر الله عز وجل تعمرهم خشية الله تبارك وتعالى يعمر قلوبهم الإيمان وتخشاهم السكينة وتحيطهم رعاية الله لهم كما ورد في الأحاديث الصحيحة.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah, so the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala continue by saying that the masajid, which is the plural of a masjid, they are the houses of the righteous. And their hearts, these righteous, their hearts are connected to the masajid all time. And this is where they sit. This is where they're dwelling, sitting in this life. That's the most beloved places where they sit. And this is the places, meaning the masajid, with their hearts, the righteous, that their hearts are touched to the masajid. And when they came to the masjid, you see on them the tranquility, that they are tranquil. Why? Because they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this in these beautiful places, al-masajid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His mercy upon them. And therefore their hearts will become full of iman and belief, and the sakina, which is the tranquility, is shown on them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ri'ayah and protection surrounded them, as it came in the many authentic texts from the sharia. And the shaykh want to start to bring some of those texts.
نعم يا شيخ.
وفي المسجد يتعارف ويتآلف الصالحون وعلى الخير يتعاونون. قال تعالى: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. الآية.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, and in the masjid the righteous, they come together and they come to know one another, and therefore their hearts become as one and they love one another, because they are gathering upon righteousness and they help one another to achieve their righteousness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, verily those who really come and stay in the masajid and come often to the masajid are those who believe in Allah and the last day.
نعم يا شيخنا.
فمن المسجد خرجت جيوش المسلمين وفتحت مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, وإليه يرجع مسافرهم أول ما يرجع, كما ثبت في الحديث المتفق عليه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يقدم من سفر إلا نهار في الضحى, فإذا قدم بدا بالمسجد فصلى فيه ركعتين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala said, and from the masjid was the starting point for the army of the Muslims when they used to go for the conquest and for giving and spreading the da'wah. So those armies of Muslims, the starting point is the masjid. And this is how they conquest the east and the west. And also when they came back, the first place they came back to, not their homes, but the masjid. As it came in this hadith that is agreed upon by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari or Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to come from the conquest or from any ghazwa or any battle, he used to come in a time of the duha, in the morning time. And he started with the masjid and he prayed two rak'at first at the masjid.
نعم يا شيخ.
ومن المسجد تخرج العلماء والفقهاء والدعاء. هو منبر عظيم لنشر الخير والفضيلة والدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. ولذا لما كان المسجد بهذه المكانة فإنه ينبغي استغلال مكانة المسجد استغلالا صحيحا وتوظيف هذه المكانة في نشر الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل على الوجه الصحيح. نعم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى continue to say that the masjid from it graduate the scholars, the fuqaha, those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-du'a. So it is a minbar, it is a great place that many scholars, fuqaha and du'a, those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they graduate. And having with them the fadila, the virtues and the good character, that which has enabled them to do a better job when to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh said, therefore, a masjid and a place like this, to have all these characteristics and have this great position in al-Islam. So it is a very important and incumbent upon us to understand the importance of al-Islam, of the masjid in al-Islam, and to use and utilize this importance of al-Islam the right way so we can call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala following the correct way by using and utilizing this makana of the masjid.
نعم يا شيخ.
فإن المسجد تتعلق به الأمور التالية. من الأمور المتعلقة بالمسجد بيان رسالة المسجد في الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل. وهذا ما نتحدث عنه إن شاء الله في درسنا هذا. ومن الأمور كذلك بيان أحكام المساجد. فإن كثيرا من الناس يجهل كثيرا من الأحكام المتعلقة بالمسجد. ومن الأمور المتعلقة بالمسجد أيضا ما حصل أيضا من بدع في بعض المساجد مخالفة لسنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فينبغي أن نحذرها ونحذر منها حتى نحفظ المساجد من البدع وتكون منبرا لنشر السنة ونصرتها. وسنتكلم إن شاء الله في هذا الدرس عن الأمر الأول ولعله في الدروس الأخرى إن شاء الله نتكلم عن الأمور المتبقية التي أشرنا إليها آنفا. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he said so therefore our speech pertaining to the masjid gonna be under this point. And the Shaykh mentioned three points. He said the first one is bayan risalat al-masjid, showing clearly the message of al-Islam in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, the second point is making clear the rulings and the ahkam pertaining to the masajid. Because many, if not saying the majority of the people, the Muslims, they ignore this ruling pertaining to the masajid. And the third point, also he said, we talk about some of the bid'ah and the innovations that now are attributed to the masajid, and we see in many of the masajid that they are opposing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can be aware of them, and in the same time we warn others from these innovations that go against that which the masjid was legislated for. So that the masajid be and remain the minbar and the places to call to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, inshallah, we're gonna start today in this class by the first point, and inshallah, if Allah wills, in coming classes, inshallah, other times, the Shaykh, he will elaborate on the other points.
Tafaddal ya Shaykh. Naam.
المسلم يتعلق بالمسجد ويرتبط به ارتباطا وثيقا، وقد جاء هذا لأن بيان صلة المسلم بالمسجد مبينا في سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، مشيرا إلى أهمية المسجد ودل على إيمان الشخص بل محبة الله له إن كان ممن يتعاهد المساجد. فقد ثبت في الحديث الصحيح قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. وذكر منهم رجل تعلق قلبه بالمساجد يعني محب للمسجد دائم البث فيه، يسابق إلى الصلاة ويسعى إليها. وجاء في الحديث الآخر في صحيح مسلم قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: وانتظار الصلاة إلى الصلاة، يعني في المسجد، فذلكم الرباط. فبين أنه من أعظم أنواع الجهاد والرباط انتظار الصلاة والمصابرة عليها والتعهد المساجد، فهو دليل على إيمان الشخص وصلاحه، وهو الفيصل بين المنافقين والمؤمنين كما ثبت في السنة النبوية بيان ذلك.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continued to say that the Muslim has to connect himself to the masjid, and he has to have that tight connection to the masjid, irtibat wathiq. And this is comes in the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he talks about those Muslims. When the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the importance of al-masjid in al-Islam, and the Prophet ﷺ talks in his sunnah about those people that they always come into the masjid, and the Prophet ﷺ witnessed to them that they of the iman and that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the things that show that the iman of the Muslim and that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if his heart is connected to the masjid, and if he is coming all time to the masajid. And this showed the virtue of the masajid, barakallahu fikum. Is that as he came in the authentic hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ talked about those seven people that they're going to be in under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there will be no shade at that day. And he mentioned one of them, a person whose his heart is connected and tied to the masajid. He said that means that he loves the masajid. His heart is connected to the masajid. He compete with others to be in the masjid. He always trying to go to the masajid early. He said also what make this clear, the other hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, rahimahullah, when the Prophet ﷺ is the portion of the hadith, he said, and waiting for the salah. Meaning when someone make the salah and he wait for the next salah. He said, ذَلِكَ الْرِبَاطِ ذَلِكُمُ الْرِبَاطِ ذَلِكُمُ الْرِبَاطِ. He mentioned it three times. He said, this is one of the most important forms of jihad, that someone will force himself and educate himself to stay in the masjid and to make from the masjid that is the best place for him to be. So therefore the Shaykh said that the masjid, it is a proof for the iman of the Muslim and for someone to be righteous. And also he mentioned a very important point, that the masjid, it is the distinguished thing that distinguished between the divider, that distinguished between the believers and between the hypocrites. As it came in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show clearly that point.
Naam ya shaykhan.
الذي يتعاهد الصلاة في المساجد ويحرص عليها ويبكر في الخروج لها فقد ابتعد عن المنافقين والاتصاف بصفاتهم، بل برئ فيها من النفاق كما جاء في الحديث الذي أخرجه الطبراني وحسنه الشيخ الألباني قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى 40 صلاة لا تفوته تكبيرة الإحرام. من صلى مع الإمام 40 صلاة لا تفوته تكبيرة الإحرام كتبت له براءتان: براءة من النفاق وبراءة من النار. وهذا دليل عظيم جدا على أن الذي يحرص على حضور الصلاة في المساجد والجماعة فإنه قد ابتعد عن النفاق بعدا كبيرا وشهد له بالإيمان. وفي الحديث الضعيف: إذا رأيتم الرجل يحتاج المساجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان، فقد ورد من قول علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. وهذا مصداقه قوله تعالى: إنما يعمر مساجد الله مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر، الآية.
نعم يا شيخ، أنا ها قلتم وفي الحديث الضعيف إذا رأيتم الرجل
اعتاد المساجد،
هذا ضعيف. أين so the شيخ حفظه الله تعالى he said so therefore the person who a person who is sincere and he always safeguard and protect the salah and by making it in the masajid, so this is the person that he escaped from being with the hypocrites or have any of their characteristics. He said, as it came in this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tabarani and Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said it is a Hasan hadith that the Prophet said, whoever prayed 40 prayers, like 40 salawat with the Imam, meaning he has to come to the masjid and he prayed 40 times, 40 salawat, 40 prescribed prayers with the Imam. With the takbirat al-ihram, that's the first takbirah when the Imam say Allahu Akbar, he never missed none of them, except that he will be innocent from 2 things, and free from 2 things. He will be innocent and free from hypocrisy, and he will be free, Allah will free him from the punishment of the fire on the day of the judgment. He said this is a clear proof and very tremendous and important proof that should enable us to safeguard the salawat in the masajid with the jama'ah. If it is only one virtue that by doing this will escape from the hypocrisy, so it should be. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free the one who connects himself to the masajid and make the salat with the jama'ah from the fire, as it came in this hadith that the Shaykh al-Albani said it is hasan. He's been called by Imam al-Tabarani. Also the Shaykh said, and in this weak hadith, he said, when the Prophet ﷺ said, when you see a person who is constantly and always coming and making a salat in the masjid, witness the iman for him. You can witness that this person, he is an iman and he has iman. And he said, and the meaning of this hadith, it comes in the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Verily, those people who believe in Allah on the last day, they are the one who come constantly to the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعم يا شيخ.
لهذا ينبغي أن نهتم بالمساجد وما يقام فيها من أنشطة لنعمرها بطاعة الله تعالى. لنعمرها بطاعة الله تعالى، فإنما الصلاة من العبادات المباركة فيها، ولكن يمكن أن يكون للمسجد أكثر من هذا الدور على أهميته. وهذه بعض الأفكار والاقتراحات التي ينبغي أن نسعى سويا للعمل بها حتى نحقق رسالة المسجد الدعوية وليستفيد الناس من ذلك على أكمل وجه. نعم.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى continue by saying, so therefore we have to give a very important, the important, tremendous importance to the masajid, and especially to take care of that which happening in them from activities. And we should, when we come to the masajid, we should come to and fill it up, fill them up with the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, no doubt that the salah is from those acts of worship that are blessed, and the most important act of worship that should be done in the masajid. But the Shaykh said, but we can do many other things that are important in the masajid. So to show and to shed the light on the importance of the masajid, he said, and this is some of, inshallah, he will share with us some of the ideas and suggestions. He said that we have, all of us together, contribute sincerely in trying to implement these ideas and suggestions so we can safeguard this makana, and so we can help reviving the message of the masjid on the way and the right way that the masjid should do his role.
Naam, ya Shaykh.
نقول نقف الآن ونكمل المقترحات إن شاء الله بعد الصلاة.
نعم يا شيخنا جزاكم الله خيرا. يعني نطلبكم بعد ربع ساعة 20 دقيقة.
جيد إن شاء الله بإذن الله.
بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
So the Sheikh, Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he said it's time for the عشاء over there in the Medina. إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقفنا خط الصلاة عند التنبيه أو عند ذكر بعض الأمور التي تساعد في تفعيل دور المسجد ونشر الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل من طريق المسجد وجماعة المسجد.
So, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. So the Shaykh Abu Yasir Khalid al-Raddadi, hafidahu Allah ta'ala, continue by saying, so therefore it's very important to mention this point and to remind you brothers about these very important issues pertaining to the masajid, so that can help us to know clearly the important role that the masjid play in the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am ya Shaykh.
هذه الأمور منها التعاون مع الإمام والمؤذن, ولا يقتصر على أن المسجد فقط يتحمل مسؤوليته الإمام والمؤذن فقط, بل ينبغي التعاون معهما وقد تقديم المساعدة لهما, وكذلك أيضا إبداء الرأي والمشورة والنصح لهما فيما يحقق توظيف أو تفعيل دور المسجد ورسالته في نشر الإسلام. نعم.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى continue by saying, and these important issues are as follow. First of all, that the people that come to the masjid, the musallun, the Muslim that can make the salah, they have to help the imam and the muadzin. He said because maintaining the masajid and the responsibility should not fall always on the imam and on the masjid and the muadzin alone. Rather, everyone who came to the masjid, they have to help them out. Help them by what? He said by, first of all, by presenting your opinions, by presenting the sincere advices and counseling with the imam or with the muadzin and those people that are responsible to in the masajid. All that so we can bring to the masjid the clear picture about the message and the important role that the masjid plays in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam ya Shaykh.
الأمر الثاني دعوة المشايخ وطلاب العلم لإلقاء الكلمات الوعظية في المسجد وذلك لإسناد مهمة التنسيق لهذه الكلمات لجماعة المسجد أو للنشطاء لأحد النشطاء في المسجد مع دعمه بأسماء وأرقام المشايخ للتنسيق معهم. وحبذا لو جعل يوم في الأسبوع لمثل هذا النشاط حتى يعتاده الناس ويعرفوه. وهذا أظن أن هذا الأمر ولله الحمد جماعتكم حريصة عليه كما يبدو. نعم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said, the second point, a very important point, is that to keep calling upon or to keep calling and having a contact with the scholars and with the student of knowledge to bring and to present and to give a talk, inshallah, in this masajid. And this is a job of those people that are responsible or certain people they are being chosen to take care of this issue. And therefore they have to be equipped by the phone numbers of the mashayikh and the scholars and the students of knowledge, so it become easy for them to have a contact with them. And he said, and it will be better and is recommended to have these contacts on the phone with the scholars and the students of knowledge weekly, so that the people they get used to that and they get connected to the people of knowledge. And he said, Walhamdulillah, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your masjid, he means Masjid al-Sunnah Nabawiyyah in Germantown. This is the minhaj in this masjid. This is what this masjid has been doing, walhamdulillah ta'ala, by calling the scholars and the students of knowledge at least once weekly. Naam, ya Shaykh.
Amr al-Thalith, iqamatu aksar min darsin isbu'i fil masjid, fil aqida, wa sira, wal fiqh, wal adab. بحيث يتم تنسيق أكثر من درس في الأسبوع وتسند مهمة متابعة الدرس وإيجاد البديل لأحد الإخوة في المسجد حتى لا ينقطع الدرس فيحرم الناس الخير. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said the three important points that he wants to share with us is that establishing more than one class in the masjid a week, having more than one class. And especially he said in this main subject like the aqidah, the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, the fiqh and the adab, the good manners and etiquette. And also it is very important to choose someone who is qualified to supervise these classes so that these classes, they won't fall off and therefore the people will be prevented from the benefit. نعم يا شيخ.
الأمر الرابع استخدام اللوحات الإعلانية في آخر المسجد. من هذه اللوحات ما يستخدم في إعلان المحاضرات والدورات والأنشطة الدعوية في حيكم في المسجد الذي يوجد في الحي في هذه المدينة أو في المدينة والمنطقة والولاية ككل. ومن هذه اللوحات أيضا لوحة تبدو أنشطة المسجد وما يحتاجه من دعم ومشاركة من أهل الحي. نعم.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى continue to say that in presenting the fourth point that he said he recommended using a pamphlet or using lawha, boards, barakallahu fiq. The Shaykh said using boards in the end of the masjid and these boards to make announcements, like announcements and announcing things in those boards. And they have to be in the end of the masjid. And those ones that used to be in the, they should be in the end of the masjid. For example, they announce on the lectures of the scholars and students of knowledge. They announce the seminars, if there is any seminar that's taking place and happening. They announce on them, you know, the classes that are taking place in the masjid weekly. And this to benefit the people that come regularly to the masjid, or those people on the same block, or the people that come from other masjids like through the week, so that when they come, they see what's going on in this masjid, so they be reminded and come back, inshallah, to benefit. Or also, they may benefit people that come from other cities to visit, or other people that come from other states to visit. And also he said from the other boards, you should have another board that announce all the activities of the masjid. First, and then that which is needed by the masjid to continue this effort. That which is needed and the support that is needed from the community and from whoever come and benefit from these classes. So on that board, that the responsible should say, okay, this is our classes or program, this is what we need to continue and to keep this effort alive, and therefore inshallah, so that the people that come to the masjid or wherever, they and those who are responsible, so they can contribute in the effort. Naam, ya Shaykh.
ذلك أيضا وضع صناديق أو صندوقان في المسجد. الصندوق الأول يكون للأسئلة والفتاوى ويوضع في مكان بارز في المسجد ويرغب الناس في وضع أسئلتهم فيه، ثم يحدد يوم في الأسبوع للإجابة على الأسئلة من أحد العلماء وطلبة العلم أو من إمام المسجد إن كان أهل لذلك، أو يقرأ عليهم من فتاوى العلماء ما يناسب الأسئلة كفتاوى اللجنة الدائمة وفتاوى الشيخ ابن باز والألباني والشيخ ابن عثيمين وغيرهم من أهل العلم المعتبرين.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, he bring another suggestion. He said also, it would be better if you put some boxes. He said, actually, two would be enough. He said, two boxes in the masjid. The first box is for the questions and for the fatawa. And it should be put in a clear place and spot in the masjid, so no one will miss that suggestion box. And that for the questions of the people and all their things they want to know about. And he said, and it will be better if you make one day a week to contact the students of knowledge or the scholars or one of the students of knowledge to answer this question. Or if the imam have the ability to answer this question, let him do so. By reading from the books, by finding those questions and their answers to them in the books of the Committee of Fatwa in Saudi Arabia, or by reading from the books of the Fatawa of the Shaykh Ibn Baz or Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen and the likewise. Naam, ya Shaykh.
وذلك يوضع صندوق خيري في المسجد يقوم عليه مجموعة من الصلحاء والموثوق بهم في المسجد، وهذا الصندوق تجمع فيه الصدقات و المعطيات التي يعطيها المصلون للناس وتوزع ويعد لها برنامج لتوزيع هذه الصدقات أو العطيات سواء ما يتعلق منها بالمسجد أو لبعض فقراء الحي. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala said also he suggests to have a box in the masjid, and for good reasons. And he said, this box, we have to have certain people that be responsible and take care of that box, and they should be from the righteous people and the trustworthy ones. And in this box, we gather the sadaqah, the charities, and the donations. And therefore, you will have a barnamaj. And you have a plan to give out and divide these sadaqah, these charities and these donations, whether by using some and a part of it for that which is needed to keep this masjid going on and this effort going on, and also to give a part of it to the poor among the community. نعم يا شيخنا.
كذلك من الوسائل أن يعلق ما يسمى بالحامل، يعني شيء يحمل صغير مثل الصندوق الصغير عند باب الخروج من المسجد، يقوم عليه خذ نسختك ويزود هذا الحامل بالمطويات والنشرات الدورية في كل أسبوع، ويشرف عليه إمام المسجد وجماعة المسجد ويدعم بالمال إن أمكن. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى continued to bring these beautiful ideas, and he said, also one of the things that should be done in a masjid is that you will designate and assign a person to be by the door of the masjid and having a box to collect those charities and donations, and also that the imam of the masjid, that his responsibility to choose some of the pamphlets and the flyers that have the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give him along with that box to that person to give to the people that live in the masjid, to give him something inshaAllah for the da'wah. And he said, and if some money will be given to that person, he said, it will be okay inshaAllah, if it's possible. Na'am ya shaykhana.
كذلك من الوسائل في نشر رسالة الإسلام من خلال المسجد توزيع الكتب والأشرطة عليهم بصفة دورية، ويقوم عليها الثقات ويدعمون بالاشتراكات الدورية ليستمر العمل. وكذلك المطويات التي توضع في الحامل الذي ذكرناه، يعني توضع حسب ما يناسب الزمان والأحوال، ففي بداية السنة توضع بعض النشرات والمطويات الخاصة بها، في رمضان كذلك، في ليلة القدر كذلك، في نهاية السنة كذلك، في عاشوراء، في نحو هذه يعني الأزمان ما يناسب الزمان والأحوال، يوضع كل بحسب ما يناسبه. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى he said also from the things that help the masjid be active in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving the masjid the right role that he has in al-Islam is spreading and disseminating and giving out tapes and books and pamphlets that are beneficial. And he said that we have to take in consideration the times and the places. So we give the right tapes and the right books and the right pamphlets in the right times and in the right places. Such, for example, if it's like the beginning of the year, we give those things that talk about the beginning of the year. If it's like Ramadan approaches, there are the tapes and the books and the pamphlets that should be given out about Ramadan. If it's like Ashura or Laylatul Qadr, so these are the pamphlets and there are the tapes and the books and that should be presented to the people. And he said likewise, for every situation, for every time and a place, we have to give the proper da'wah package to the people. Na'am ya Shaykh.
كذلك من الوسائل إيقاف حلقات تحفيظ القرآن، وتكون حلقات قوية بالمسجد للطلاب على كافة مستوياتهم ومراحلهم، وتجعل حلقات خاصة بالرجال أو بالأطفال أو بالنساء والفتيات، وتدعم هذه الحلقات دعما ويحث الناس على أن يتبرعوا لها، فهي من أنفع ما يتربى به الشباب ويتهدف به الطلاب.
And the Shaykh Habidahu Allah Ta'ala continued and he said, and also from the things that should be taking place in the masajid is to have halaqat and classes to memorize the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said we should have a strong program for the Quran, strong gatherings to memorize the Quran for different levels of the community, for all different levels. And also, we have to have a halaqat and sessions for men and for children, and also separately for women and for young girls. And he recommend, the Shaykh Hafidhullah recommend, that this halaqat and this effort and this gathering of memorizing the Quran, the Book of Allah, he urge and recommend the people to support this effort and to put their money down to keep this effort because this is one of the most important things that the people should learn. This is one of the most important things that are going to benefit the people. Barakallahu feekum. Naam ya Shaykhana.
ذلك أيضا عقد مجلس يعقد مجلس دوري يعني كل مدة في كل أسبوع أو نصف شهر أو شهر أو فصل يجتمع فيه أهل الحي مع إعداد برنامج متكامل لهذا اللقاء حتى يتعارف بعضهم على بعض وتتفصل بينهم ويتجار رحب للدعوة.
And in the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, and also it is very important that the community and in that message should hold a gathering, a community gathering. If it's not once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. If it's not, maybe once a month. If it's not, maybe once a semester. And he said in that gathering, the community come together, all of them. And they discuss that which is needed to keep this effort alive. And they discuss that which is even needed for them to benefit and others to benefit from this effort and this tremendous effort. And also it will be as a mean for them to know one another and to check on one another and to get to know one another. Naam ya Shaykhana.
ومن هذه الأمور القيام برحلة فصلية لجماعة المسجد يعني يخرجون فيها إلى مكان يجتمعون فيه وكذلك يعدها برنامج متكامل أيضا. نعم.
And also the Sheikh said another suggestion, another point that brings the people together is to organize some days, you know, when the people go to the park or whatever and spend some time. And also to go and check on others and we have to plan for these things, inshallah, so they can be beneficial. Naam, ya Shaykh.
كذلك من هذه الأمور أن مكتبة خاصة بالمسجد فيها أمهات الكتب والمراجع ويمكن الاستفادة منها في المسابقات الثقافية للمسجد وكذلك يستفيد منها الطلاب الذين يشاركون في الدروس وفي دروس تحفيظ القرآن. نعم.
The Shaykh said also, he recommended and suggests that the masjid should have a library. Maktaba includes all the main books in different topics of this religion. And all that is needed for the student of knowledge and for the Muslims that come to this masjid, to the masjid, so they can stay focused on the religion of Al-Islam. And also he said by organizing competitions, مسابقات ثقافية, cultural competition between the Muslims, like the like of asking quizzes and this and that. And also he said in the masjid, and also he said that the Muslims should be eligible and having access to the library so they can benefit, inshallah, from these books. Naam, ya Shaykh.
ذلك من هذه الأمور إنشاء مستودع خيري مناسب تجمع فيه الصدقات العينية والتبرعات الشهرية وما يمكن الاستفادة منه من ملبوسات وفرش وأثاث لتوزيعها على أهل الحاجة في أماكن تواجدهم ويشرف عليه إمام المسجد وجماعة المسجد الموثوق بهم. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said another idea, he said to have a mustawda a storage place.
Barakallahu feek.
To have, that the masjid should have and start a storage place. And in this storage place, they gather all the donations, they gather the donations, the charities, they gather, people may bring clothing, people may bring furnitures, people bring supplies, and then some trustworthy, righteous people be appointed to take care of that storage and of that effort to give it and divide it amongst the needy people. Naam, ya Shaykh.
كذلك من هذه الأمور تكوين لجنة للزيارات. هذه اللجنة تشكل من 2 أو 3 شخصين أو 3 مهمتها الأساسية زيارة من يتخلفون عن الصلوات لدعوتهم إليها بالأسلوب الحسن والطريق الأمثل، وكذلك زيارة رواد المساجد أو رواد المسجد حين مرضهم أو حصول ما يكره لهم أو لذويهم وغير ذلك مما حتى الشرع عليه ورغب فيه. ويفضل أن يكون الإمام مشاركا لهم على قدر طاقته، الإمام أو المؤذن. نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said another point, a very important point. He said that a committee should be made from like two or three people, and their job, their main job should be visiting the Muslims. And especially, he said, visiting those people that don't come to the masjid all the time. You might see people that used to come to the masjid, and all of a sudden, they don't come to the masjid. So he said, their main job is to go and see those people. What is the reason behind not coming, we don't see them in the masjid? And he said, if they go and talk to them, they talk to them in a good way, in a good manner, giving them nasiha, trying to make them love to come to the masjid and making the salah with the jama'ah. And also, they visit those people that come to the masjid and to show them the beauty and that which Allah prepare for them by them making that effort and coming constantly to the masjid. And he said, and it will be better, and I recommend that the imam will be among those people, and that the imam will be the head of that committee, and the muaddin also, insha'Allah. Naam, ya Shaykh.
ذلك من هذه الأمور تكوين جماعة من أهل المسجد للإصلاح بين أهل المسجد حين وقوع الخصومة بينهم. فهذه الجماعة تكون يعني يفضل أن يكون فيها الإمام أو من أهل الرأي من فيهم يعني حكمة ورأي ومشورة حتى يصلحوا بين الناس ويدفعوا ما بينهم ما حصل بينهم من خصومة وقطيع. نعم.
And also the Shaykh, another very important point, he said that a group of people should be selected from the people of the masjid, and their job is to reconciliate, and their job is to go and talk to the people that may have some differences. And when something happens, like some differences or disputes or different amongst the members of the community or the Muslims, so this group of Muslims from that community that have been selected to do that job, so they go and try to reconciliate and bring islah and bring those people together, insha'Allah, upon the haqq. And he said, and it's better and recommended that the imam should be among this selected group along with those righteous people that no one with their hikmah, their wisdom, their knowledge, their understanding, and with their akhlaq, because the purpose is to bring people together and to reconciliate between them. نعم يا شيخ.
كذلك الإفطار الجماعي في رمضان أو الأيام الفاضل والمستحب أيامها يوم عاشوراء أو يوم عرفة لغير الحاج، وكذلك أيام العيدين الحضور في المسجد واجتماع أهل الحي سواء وهم صائمون أو في أيام العيدين لالتقائهم بهذه المناسبة، هذا مما يزيد التواصل بين جماعة المسجد وسعيهم لنشر دعوة الإسلام. نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he bring another beautiful point. He said also that the Muslims in the same masjid, they should try to break the fast together. Should break the fast, especially in Ramadan. And also for the mustahab, or people that fast on Ashura, or fast on Mondays and Thursdays, or the three days of a month, it is better and recommended that they come and break the fast together. And also he said, in the times of the Eid, you know, the two Eids, the Muslims should come together and spend time together. And also he said, in all occasions, the Muslims should come together and spend time together. And this will bring the unity, bring love, and bring the mahabba, and bring closeness between the people, so they can be free and be ready to do that which is very important upon them to do, is to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نعم يا شيخنا.
لذلك أنت يسر إنشاء موقع للمسجد عبر الانترنت وينشر بين أهل الحي للاستفادة منه ولإعلان الدروس، ويقوم عليه الأخيار ومن لديه قدرة على المشاركة الفاعلة فيه. نعم.
And also the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is another point that he suggests and recommended is to establish a website in the internet. And so they can show the activities of the masjid and show the role of the masjid in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the condition that righteous people who knows what they're doing should be taking care of that project. إن شاء الله. نعم يا شيخنا.
هذا ما تيسر لي بيانه في هذه العجالة، بعض الأمور التي تساهم في تفعيل دور المسجد في الدعوة إلى الإسلام. لو أن أتصور لو أن المسجد وجماعة المسجد قاموا بمثل هذه الأمور لكان له أبرز الأثر في حياة الناس، ربطهم ببيت الله، فهو واحتهم الوارثة وشجرتهم الطليلة.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala said in conclusion, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me and make it easy on me to present to you today in making a clarification pertaining to the role and tremendous role of the masjid in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if the jama'ah of that masjid follow these steps and put them to practice and to reality with sincerity and ikhlas, they certainly will see the fruits of these efforts, and they will see the real role and of the masjid in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazallahu Shaykhana Aba Yasir خالد بن قاسم الردادي حفظه الله تعالى خير الجزاء، ونسأل الله أن ينفعنا بما قدم ويجعل ذلك في ميزان حسناته. فشيخنا، إذا كان عندكم من الوقت، هل من الممكن أن نطرح عليكم بعض الأسئلة؟
نعم.
فأولا، أحيانا ما نرى أحد أو بعض الإخوة يغادرون المسجد بعد الأذان وقبل الصلاة، ولا ندري ما السبب وراء ذلك، فحبذا لو فصلتم في هذه المسألة مبينين حكم من يغادر المسجد في هذه الحالة لحاجة طارئة أو لغير حاجة، وجزاكم الله خيرا. So the question was, sometimes we see some brothers or one or some of them, they leave the masjid after coming to the masjid after the adhan, before the salah. And I said to the Shaykh that we don't know the reason why they leave. So we would love from you, Shaykh, to shed some light on the ruling pertaining to this situation in the two, under the two conditions. Whether those people have something that urgent that made them leave the masjid, or for those people that just leave the masjid with no reason. نعم يا شيخنا.
نعم، بالنسبة لهذا السؤال، لا يجوز الخروج من المسجد بعد أن نودي للصلاة حتى يصلي المرء إلا لضرورة، إن خرج لضرورة نقض وضوءه وخرج يريد الوضوء أو لأمر اضطر إليه. أما إذا دخل المسجد فلا يجوز له الخروج من المسجد بعد أن ينادي المنادي بالصلاة، المؤذن يؤذن بالصلاة، كما روى الإمام أحمد بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كنتم في المسجد فنودي بالصلاة فلا يخرج أحدكم حتى يصلي. فرأى أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رجلا يخرج من المسجد بعد الأذان فقال أما هذا فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala said, pertaining to this question, that is not permissible for someone to leave the masjid after the adhan is being called for the salah, and that he has to stay and make the salat al-jama'ah, except in a case of necessity. Like he said, like someone who breaks his wudu and he has to leave to make wudu. Because in Saudi Arabia, they don't have the bathrooms and wudu stations in the masjid. For those brothers that were there, this is a translator note, that they have to leave the masjid completely and go somewhere else. They have to walk for a couple of minutes and make the wudu and come back. So the Shaykh said, in that case, they may leave the masjid to make the wudu and come back. But he said, as for when the adhan is being called, it is not permissible for anyone to leave the masjid after the adhan until he make the salat with the jama'ah. And he said the proof to that is the hadith that has been collected by Imam Ahmad with the sahih and authentic isnad from the hadith, from that Abu Huraira radiallahu, actually is an athar, that Abu Huraira radiallahu alayhi said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command us that when the adhan is being called and you are in the masjid, there is not permissible and no one is allowed to leave the masjid unless he make the salah. And he said that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he saw a man leaving after that the adhan been made, he left before the salah. He said, as for that person, he has disobeyed Abul Qasim. As for that person, he has disobeyed Abul Qasim, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam? انتهى الجواب يا شيخنا؟
له أيضا في هذا
أي.
أن بعض الناس جاء إلى الصلاة ينتظر في الخارج عند باب المسجد وينتظر الإقامة وربما يتحدث مع أصدقائه عند باب المسجد ويرفع صوته ويشوش على المصلين والمارة وهذا لا ينبغي. هذا ينافي أولا ينافي السعي والتبكير في الدخول إلى المسجد وانتظار الصلاة في المسجد والأجر العظيم الذي يفوته, كذلك أيضا ينافي الأدب برفع الأصوات ونحو ذلك. هذا الأمر ينبه له. نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he asked something to this question, and he said that some of the people, when he come to make the salah in the masjid, he may come early before the adhan, but instead getting in the masjid, he will wait in front of the masjid, outside, waiting for the iqamah, waiting for someone to go and say, oh, the iqamah has been called. And these are people, they be talking to one another with a loud voice and disturbing the people that are making the salah or remembering Allah, waiting for the imam and for salat al-jama'ah, and also disturbing the people that are passing on the sidewalks. So this is not something needs to be done. And he said, and also these people look at the benefit, lot of virtue they don't get by doing this. They don't get the virtue that Allah gives for those people that come early to the masjid. They don't get the virtue and the benefit and reward that Allah gives to those people that wait from the salah to be called for the iqamah. So therefore he said this is not permissible, and we urge those brothers, once they came to the masjid, they have to enter and they have to benefit from that time and to remember Allah waiting for the iqamah to be called. Naam ya shaykhana. السؤال الثاني, ما حكم الصلاة في الدكاكين والمحلات التجارية ومراكز الدعوة, خاصة أن العدد يكون قليل فيها وأنه باستطاعة هؤلاء المصلين القدوم إلى المسجد للصلاة مع الجماعة؟ What is the ruling pertaining to the salat in restaurants, in marketplaces, in da'wah centers? And especially that there is only few people be making the salat in those places, marketplace, whatever be restaurant, whatever be da'wah center. And they have the ability, and that the masjid is not a far distance from them, and to come and make the salah with the jama'ah in the masjid. Naam ya shaykhana.
Naam, بالنسبة لهؤلاء ينبغي لهم أن يحضروا إلى المسجد ولا يصلوا في دكاكينهم ومحلاتهم. بل عليهم السعي في إغلاق الدكان وقت الصلاة ويذهب إلى الصلاة. عندما يسمع الأذان يذهب ويصلوا في المسجد. حتى يجتمع. المساجد ما بنيت إلا ليجتمع الناس فيها ويصلوا فيها. أما أن تترك المساجد ويصلوا في دكاكينهم ومحلاتهم ويدعون المساجد فهذا أمر منكر يجب نصحهم وتحذيرهم من هذا الفعل. يجب عليهم القدوم إلى المسجد. خاصة أنه ذكر في السؤال أن المسجد يعني قريب ويمكنهم الذهاب والصلاة فيه. فلا يجوز لهم ترك الصلاة في المسجد وإقامتها في دكاكينهم ومحلاتهم. وهذا لا شك أنه من المنكرات التي يجب إنكارها فعلها.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, in answering this question, he said that it's not befitting and permissible for these people to leave the masajid. Rather, they have to come to the masjid to make a salat with the jama'ah. And they have to make their preparations before the time of the adhan, so they can shut and close their marketplaces or whatever, their stores, and to come to the masjid to pray with the jama'ah. Because he said the masajid, they were legislated to unite the Muslims. He said that the masajid, they were legislated, and one of the main role of the masajid to gather all the Muslims in the same area to make the salat in the same place. He said, as for these people that say and pray in their restaurants or in their stores or in those places, this is munkar. This is an evil thing. And we have, and those people, they, it is recommended, and it is an obligation to give them nasiha and advice. Therefore, it is wajib and incumbent upon them to come to the masjid. He said, especially that in the question, it was mentioned that the masjid is not far distant from them. So therefore, that job, it is one of the most heinous things and evil. Min ashaddi al-munkarat, he said. He said, no doubt that this is from the evil things that to be done, and we have to give the nasiha to those people to come to the masjid, especially if the masjid is close to them, that the masjid is close to them, they have to close these things and go and make the salah with the jama'ah. هل انتهى جوابكم يا شيخنا؟ نعم. السؤال آخر. Is it necessary to keep the masjid open to the Muslims? If the Muslims don't regularly come, except for Jumu'ah, the elders and the youth won't take responsibility to take it, to keep it open. And Isha in the masjid as often as possible. MashaAllah, I could not read the rest. We just... So the question يقول إذا كان مسجد هل من الضروري أن يبقى مسجد يعني مفتوحا خاصة إذا كان أن من صفات هذا المسجد أن الصلوات الخمس لا تصلى فيه بصفة منتظمة. هذا المسجد لا يفتح أدواره وأبوابه إلا لصلاة الجمعة. فما حكم هذا المسجد؟
السؤال أنا لم أسمع السؤال.
فالسؤال أنا كذلك يا شيخ كان عندي يعني صعوبة لقراءة السؤال، لكن شطره يقول هناك مسجد لا تقام فيه الصلوات الخمس يومية بحكم أنه لأنه يكون مقفولا، المسؤولون عليه لا يفتحون الأبواب للصلوات الخمس ولا يفتحون إلا ليوم الجمعة وبعد الأحيان لصلاة العشاء.
نعم.
فما حكم هذا المسجد؟ هل يبقى مفتوحا؟ هل هو مسجد أم ماذا؟
والمفروض أنه يكلم أهل المسجد بأن يفتحوا المسجد ويصلوا فيه ولا يدعوا هكذا مسبوكا لا يصلى فيه إلا يوم الجمعة. ربما يكون هذا المسجد بعيدا ويجتمعون يوم الجمعة فقط في هذا الوقت، لكن ينبغي أن يفعل المسجد هذا يقام. فالكلام هنا السؤال كأنه يعني به ليس مسجد إنما هو مصلى، فلا بد أن نفرق بين المصلى والمسجد. المصلى المكان الذي يعني ليس مخصصا لجميع الصلوات فيه، إقامة جميع الصلوات، ولم يبنى أصلا بإقامة جميع الصلوات فيه، وإنما يصلى فيه أحيانا كان تجعل ساوية في عمل الناس وكذا صلون فيه أحيانا. يبدو من كلامه أن هذا يعني مصلى وليس مسجدا، وهناك فرق بين المصلى والمسجد، لأننا نشير إليه إن شاء الله بالتالي حينما نتكلم في فرصة أخرى عن أحكام وأداب المسجد.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said in answering to that question, and it may not be that what the brother asked, Allah al-Musta'an, so the Shaykh he answered according to that question, because we could not understand clearly the writing. And we apologize to the brothers for that. But the Shaykh in answering the question that I mentioned, he said that what is to be done is to talk to those people. And
أبو محمد.
نعم يا شيخنا.
لأننا نكتفي بهذه الأسئلة، بارك الله فيك.
أي نعم. فجزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخنا وحفظكم الله، ونسأل الله أن ينفعنا بما قدمتم وأن يجعل ذلك في ميزان حسناتكم. والإخوة كلهم يسلمون عليكم، وقد حضر يعني عدد طيب جدا والحمد لله، نرجو لهم أن يكونوا قد استفادوا من كلمتكم الطيبة، ونرجو منكم أن تبلغوا سلامنا لمشايخنا كل باسمه، فاللائحة طويلة وما عندكم وقت لذلك، وكذلك لأهلكم وأولادكم، وجزاكم الله خيرا.
جزاكم الله خيرا، نسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه.
آمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, first of all, before I translate that question, and we ask the brothers to remain inshallah in their places until we finish this translation, barakallahu fikum, that the Shaykh, first of all, he apologized and he said that that will be enough inshallah for today, a lecture, but inshallah we have more because this subject, it is not done yet. So inshallah we're going to contact the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. So we gave thanks to the Shaykh and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from that which he presented today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to put that in the scale of his good deeds on the day of judgment. Also we gave the Shaykh the salam of all the brothers and we gave him the beautiful number that attend today for this. And this is something that is beautiful, wallahi. And this is something that brings joy and happiness in our hearts to see the brothers coming out, and especially due to the weather and due to the situation, they still come. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah make us from those people of al-muttaqoon, those people of the islah and the righteous ones. And also, I asked the Shaykh to give the salam to all the scholars. And I said to him, everyone with his name, because if we want to mention their names, it's going to take from the Shaykh time. And also we ask him to give the salam to his family members and his children. And now inshallah, as to the answer to that question, he said the Shaykh, that these people, they need to be talked to and give them advice. If this is a masjid, therefore it should be open for the salawat. But he said, maybe the masjid is too far from them. That's why probably the reason they gather only Yawmul Jumu'ah. That maybe that the masjid is too far from the people, that's why you don't see nobody there. And also he said, but probably he understood from the question that this is probably a musalla, not even a masjid. Because if it's a masjid, it should be open for the salawat. As opposed to the musalla, and this is what distinguished the musalla from the masjid, that a musalla is not necessary that the salawat al-khams, all the five obligatory prayers should be made and held in that place. Now he said, for example, there are people that work far away from the masjid, and they have a corner in their job, and they pray, alhamdulillah, the jama'ah, whenever time is for the salah. He said, this is not a masjid, this is a musalla. But when they are not there, they don't pray there. So he said, but if it is a masjid, so these are people, inshallah, that they have to be given some nasiha and some advice to go and pray and open those messages. And he said, inshallah, in the coming classes, we will shed more light on the ahkam and the ruling of the masjid and what should be done and pertain to the salat in a masjid. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد. Once again, we thank all the brothers and sisters that come along. جزاكم الله خيرًا.